Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Text line 913-586-7965. Sometimes I find myself with arguments on the text line, and maybe that's just the business sometimes. I never thought the stance of the team that has the best coach and best quarterback in the league should just expect to make the playoffs every year, and if they don't, it's a colossal failure. I didn't know that that would be a controversial stance on the text line. So we have been talking about a couple different things. We've been talking about the Chiefs. Obviously, we'll get to our poll question that we have coming up in just a little bit. We've also been talking about Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson, the star guard at the University of Kansas. We thought that possibly it was a load management situation. That is not the case. He is injured. He is not playing today against Duke. Here's the latest from Jeff Goodman.
You know, they thought it was cramps early on in the year, and it actually has been a hamstring issue that they figured out about a week or so ago, and it hasn't gotten all the way better. Now, again, Darren Peterson wants to play. He feels like he can play. He'll want to get out there Tuesday night at Champions Classic. But, you know, if you're Bill Self, you're thinking about, you know, Big 12 play, you know, NCAA tournament, having a chance to go deep in the tournament. You're not as worried about these, you know, he's been doing a long time. He understands the value of having him at 100% when it matters most. So he's not going to put him out there. And we know how hamstrings and injuries are. I mean, those things, if he goes out there and he's not at 100% and he gets it again, he's going to be out a long time. I mean, those things can keep you out for, you know, a month, month and a half. And then you're playing with it the rest of the year and you're playing cautious. So I think Bill Self understands he's got to protect Darren Peterson right now because Darren Peterson isn't old enough to be able to protect himself in this situation.
So that was Jeff Goodman talking about Darren Peterson. We'll get back to that coming up in just a little bit. So we have created a poll question, and the poll question is this. If you add all three of these teams, Chiefs, Lions, and Ravens, if you add all three of them to make the playoffs, it is currently at +144. So +144. So a little bit better than 1-1 odds to make the postseason. And I tweeted out, do you think this ticket cashes? Now, right now, no, it has 52% of the votes. Yes, has 47% of the votes, 47.7. So at least according to this very, very scientific poll, the majority of people do not agree with this. Rob, are you at this point between the Chiefs, Lions, and Ravens, all three of them to make the postseason? It's currently at +144. Do you think that this ticket cashes? Because I would say that all three of these teams currently find themselves in the danger zone. The Chiefs are the 9th team in the AFC. The Ravens are the 10th team in the AFC. Also important to note that the Ravens don't have the tiebreaker against the Chiefs. So the Ravens' only way of making the postseason They also lost to the Bills earlier as well. So the Ravens' only way to make the postseason might be to win their division. I don't know from all the tiebreaker standpoints if the Ravens are going to be able to make it if they are a wild card team because of those tiebreakers that I alluded to. You also got Detroit that right now is on the outside looking in. So the wild card teams in the NFC right now are Seattle, Green Bay, and San Francisco. The Lions find themselves at 6-4. Do you think all three of those teams end up making the postseason? Because even though it's slightly better than 1-1 payout, I would guess that one of those teams is not going to make the postseason because something just unpredictable happens down the stretch, and one of those teams is on the outside looking in by the time we're done with this thing.
So my knee jerk when you told me that is the yes, I think the ticket would cash, but I think you're sweating it to week 17. But then my mind flashed back to a conversation we had in August. We did this on the air where it was you get a free $100 for every team that you get correct in the postseason, but if you miss, you get no money at all. Bing, bang, boom.
I only picked two teams, the Chiefs and the Bills.
I picked three. I picked the Texans, Chiefs, and Bills. And I was confident. It was August. I thought the division in the AFC South was bad. I thought the Colts would be terrible. I was wrong there. And I felt like I'm in a good spot. This is basically the same conversation, just at the week 10 mark, and I've learned my lesson. Three-leg parlays, for this analogy, are not free money, even if they are just plus 144. So I agree with you. I don't think it will cash. And I think the team that's on the outside looking in is probably the Ravens because of tiebreakers, and they are in a little bit different situation than the Chiefs and the Lions, just to get into the nitty-gritty here. The Chiefs and Lions, I think, can still make the postseason via the wild card. I think the Ravens are in real trouble. So if you are in a division or bust kind of mentality to make the postseason, you just more often than not bust, no matter how good they've been playing recently, albeit they've been playing the dregs of the league. So I learned my lesson from August. Even though it looks good on paper, not all three-leg parlays, even though they are only plus 144, is a thing you get to cash your ticket with. So I agree with you. I do not believe this would cash. I think the Baltimore Ravens are the problem here. I think they're going to be the thing that hangs up this three-leg parlay.
So I'm looking right now at what tiebreakers could potentially be, and that's just not really something that we've had to look at in a very long time, but I mean, that's where we currently sit right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. They are a wild card team. I think they are projecting to be a wild card team, so you have to look at what the wild card tiebreakers are. Now, you guys know, when it comes to these head-to-head matchups, they're at a little bit of a disadvantage. They lost to Buffalo earlier this season. They lost to the Chargers. Now they get a chance to rematch the Chargers, but I'll come back to them in just a little bit. They also lost to Jacksonville. So right now, the three teams that have the three wild card spots, they don't have the tiebreaker against any of those three teams. Now, where the Chargers come in and where I think is really, really important when it comes to the Chargers, Rob, did you know that the Chargers are 6-2 in the AFC?
I did not know that.
The Chargers are 6-2 in the AFC, and Kansas City is 2-4 in the AFC. That is going to be something that's very, very important as well. So Buffalo is 4-2, Jacksonville is 4-2, Houston is 4-2 in the AFC, and the Chiefs are 2-4 so far right now in their conference. So if you look at tiebreakers, if you are in a tiebreaker between two teams for the wild card spot, number one is head-to-head. So the Chiefs have played a lot of these games head-to-head. That's why it's really important that you beat Houston coming up in a couple of weeks. That's a team that you are currently fighting for one of those wild card spots. You desperately need to have the tiebreaker head-to-head over somebody. And second is win-loss record and percentage tied to games played within the conference. So if you're looking at it right now, and you are looking at the pathway for the Chiefs to be able to do it, and let's say 6-1 gets it done. I do think 6-1 gets it done. Then the only game they can theoretically lose is the one against the Cowboys. That's the only one. The Colts game is an AFC game. They cannot afford to keep losing AFC games. You don't have the right tiebreakers, and you have a losing record right now in the AFC. It goes without saying, you have to win the game against the Broncos. You have to win the game at home against the Chargers. You have to win at home against the Houston Texans. Tennessee, a no-brainer. That's just a gimme win. The schedule gods gave you a Christmas blessing. The Raiders at the end of the season. I don't even know who the quarterback is going to be for the Raiders at the very, very end of the season. And you know Chiefs fans are showing up in big numbers to support you in that game. If you are looking at right now the pathway of the seven games that they have remaining and you think that 6-1 gets it done, the only game that they can afford to lose is the one to the Cowboys. win on Sunday against the Colts. Let's say you split this week, so you lose a heartbreaker against the Cowboys, and then you theoretically got to run the table all games in the AFC, either at home or against bad teams. That's the pathway for them making the postseason at 11. 11, I think, gets you in. I would be surprised if all three of the wild card teams that end up making it have 11 wins or better. That would just be an incredible year for the wild card. 10 probably puts you in the danger zone where the head-to-head tiebreaker is going to come up in some capacity. But if the Chiefs can figure out a way to get to 11, and then you start to run off a little bit of a tear in these games in the AFC, you should have the necessary wins that you need to make the postseason.
I think you can survive with if you're 6-1 and the one loss being the Broncos. Obviously, I agree with you. The best path, the optimal path, is A, 7-0, or B, 6-1, just lose with the Cowboys. I agree. I think you can survive in advance if you get to 11 with the loss to Denver, because Denver will then run away with the division. They will go out their merry business, and yes, that hurts your AFC record, but then you'll then be carrying, what, 5 games against the AFC outside of that? You go 5-0 in those, which includes games against the Texans, which will rack up a tiebreaker, the Chargers, which will hopefully even out some tiebreakers, and then 2 other AFC opponents, the dregs of the league, with the Raiders and Titans, excuse me, and then you'd get the Colts. I think you can survive in advance in a race to 11 if your one loss is the Broncos, but in a perfect world, it's Cowboys. I'd also say this, and we touched on this yesterday on the show about how, you know, do the Chiefs have a run in them? If you're 5-2, you're in dire straits if the losses go the wrong way. Like if you go 5-2 in your next 7 and the 2 losses are Houston and Indianapolis, you might be 10-7 on the outside looking in. So the margin of error for the Chiefs is saying razor thin is almost too big of a term. I would say it's as thin as it's ever been. But I do think you can survive at 6-1 with your one loss being the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I think that Buffalo or New England, whichever team doesn't win the AFC East, I think that team ends up being the 5 seed. So I would say that one of the playoff spots I think is largely going to be unattainable. I find it kind of hard to believe that Kansas City, just given their record, is just going to be the best wild card team. Just seems kind of hard given the tiebreakers, given all of those things. It seems kind of unlikely that that would end up being the case. So it's probably the 6 or the 7 seed that you could possibly get. So if you're asking then in that case, then you got to be better than the Chargers in Jacksonville.
2 teams that have beaten you head to head.
So you got to be better than. Now, the Chargers thing, you can kind of get some of it back. But it's important to note, when someone says in, the tiebreakers for in your division are different. The Chargers are 3-0 in the AFC West. The Chiefs are 1-2. Now, I don't think the Chargers are going 6-0 in the AFC West. They got to go on the road to Denver. They got to go on the road to Kansas City. So those are games that you potentially think you can lose. So, I mean, this Chiefs team can very easily find themselves 4-2 in the division. And again, start winning the games that you need to win. Some of those tiebreakers you can't do anything about at this point, but you can do something about your AFC record and your divisional record. You just got to get going. We can keep this conversation going on the other side, mapping out how the Chiefs can make the playoffs. If you want to chime in, you can do so. 913-586-7965. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back into the show. I want to read this text to you guys really quickly. We're kind of going through some of the playoff scenarios for the Kansas City Chiefs. Someone just texted in, C-Dot, if the Chiefs play their A game from here on out, do you think they can win out? Do you think the Chiefs at their A game, do you think they're better than the competition? I don't think that the Chiefs need to just now magically play their A game for the next 2 months. I don't think that that's realistic. Now, maybe this doesn't make sense, but it makes sense in my head. I think the Chiefs can simply play better by simply eliminating the silly mistakes that have doomed them in the end. If you change two scenarios in the game, two scenarios, then the Chiefs win the game. If on 3rd and 12 in the red zone, Patrick Mahomes simply throws the ball out of bounds. That's it. Throws the ball out of bounds on 3rd and 12. They then have a less than 40-yard field goal. Less than 40-yard field goal. I think they make it based on how the game was going. Now, maybe you could say it gets blocked. I don't know. But I assume they make that kick. I don't think we are now saying, man, the Chiefs played their A game. No, their drive stalled in the red zone. If he throws the ball out of bounds, I think they win. The Chiefs get a go-ahead touchdown from Travis Kelce. Everybody on that team's energy was that they had won. It was a knock-em-out, grind-out kind of game. Kelce scores, and I think the expectation was that the Chiefs, they were about to do what they always do. It was in the final 15 minutes of the game. Kelce scores. Their defense gets a big stop. Mahomes grinds out the clock. The Chiefs win the game. If they kick and make the extra point, and it is a 4-point game as opposed to being a 3-point game, I don't think we look at that as the Chiefs going on the road and playing their A game. They just simply eliminated one or two mistakes that happened, and it radically changes how we feel about them. Think about the games that they have had. Now, this might just seem super obvious, but this is me just thinking it out. Man, I don't know if in these games we look at the Chiefs as a whole as playing a whole lot better. But it's just been the little things. It's Travis Kelce wide open in the end zone, bobbling a ball that gets intercepted. It's a blocked extra point. It's a pick six. It's these small little mistakes in these 50-50 coin flip kind of games where last year the Chiefs, they were the ones that made that play. They were the one that blocked the kick against the Denver Broncos, and that's why they won. They got the fumble snap against the Las Vegas Raiders that won that game at home. They were the one kicking the field goal in the closing seconds against the Carolina Panthers to win. So you mentioned it yesterday, Rob. Some of this is just the luck is now on the other side. You flipped the coin and it landed heads 8 times in a row. Well, now it's landing tails a bunch of times. Can they just simply, in these close games, and they're going to play close games over the course of the next 2 months, it's the National Football League, they just got to figure out a way when they're back in that coin flip scenario, they just can't continue to make the mistake that shoots themselves in the foot that ultimately does them in, because that's how they've put themselves in this situation.
So two things. I don't want to speak for the texter, but I think it's possible what you're describing is maybe not the A game. I don't want to get into the semantics of it, but I think there is a thought among Chiefs fans that if they just stop shooting themselves in the foot in these games, they will win these games. Now, maybe that's the A game, that's the B game. I don't get into the semantics of the letter grade of the Chiefs game, but I think the texter's point is when they play at their best and they don't make those errors, you think they can still win those games, which I think that point is valid. I would say this about cleaning up the errors and the A game and this whole conversation. We are 10 games in the NFL season. Carrington, at what point do you think you are what your record says you are? Because the Chiefs are 5-5, and the mistakes they're making in the loss to the Broncos are not new. They're not like, wow, can you believe they did that? That's very out of character. They have come up in every single loss. If I go back and pull the audio from October whatever, after the Tuesday after the Chiefs lost the Jags, do you know what we're going to be talking about if I pull the audio? Mental errors, you know, lack of discipline, flags, special teams mistakes, and a bad turnover. That's the same thing we're talking about now in the Denver game. We can rewind the clock and pick a different loss if you'd prefer. You can talk about the same things from basically the Chargers game. You can talk about the same thing from the Eagles game. You can talk about the same thing from the Bills game. So I agree with your point, and I agree with the texter's point. When the Chiefs are at their best, they're not making mistakes, and they're playing, you know, more mistake-free football, eliminating bad football, as Romeo Crennel would say. Yes, they're better. But they're 5-5, and these issues have been constant, and it's nearly Thanksgiving. You are eventually what your record says you are. You can't just flip a switch and say, okay, mistake's done, because now it's November 18th. They keep popping up over and over and over again.
I think all of those are fair points. I would counter with this. Let me counter with this. Let's say that at a company, you were their top salesman for 5 years. You work at a car dealership. You have been the number one salesman in the region for 5 consecutive years. Now you got a bad 6 months. Did you stop being the best salesman? Or is it potentially some other things that are going on that now your numbers have dipped a little bit? I think the reason why the Chiefs are getting so much of the benefit of the doubt is it's not like this is a completely new cast of characters. These are the same characters that you know when it comes to Kansas City. We're talking about Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Nagy, who's been a head coach in this league, been the offensive coordinator, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie. It's not like we don't know these characters. So I think a major reason of why the Chiefs continue to get the benefit of the doubt in almost every single conversation, it's like they've turned into a team from the SEC. They just win every single hypothetical. It is that benefit of the doubt because you've seen it before. There is no reason why the Chiefs are such a big favorite over the Colts other than they're the Chiefs. It is not anything based off what has happened in 2025 that they would be a 4.5-point favorite at home against the Indianapolis Colts. It is solely based off what I'm talking about. Hey, they've been the best salesman in the region for the last 5 years, and I fail to think that that person forgot how to sell cars. So eventually you think that the numbers just kind of bounce back. I think Vegas is telling you, I think the public is telling you that they expect the sales numbers for the Chiefs to bounce back. So I don't disagree with what you're saying. You are what your record is. And I think that would be the case in 99.9 examples that we could give of NFL teams at this portion of the season. I'm not ready to say that yet for Kansas City, just because I've seen them in bad situations and I've seen them dig themselves out. You're not supposed to win the Super Bowl by double digits when you're down 10 with 8 minutes to go. Like, from a math perspective, you are not supposed to win. You are not supposed to beat the Eagles when your quarterback is playing 70% on a hobbled ankle and you score 35 points against them. So I think a lot of it is the public just doesn't want to be seen wrong when it comes to Kansas City, and they just get the benefit of the doubt for what they've done during the stretch.
I understand that, and I truly think it's a fair point about the benefit of the doubt. I think, though, each individual Chiefs season and NFL season needs to be viewed somewhat in a vacuum, because even though it's the same cast of characters, the outcomes are different. And yes, you're right. In 2022, Patrick Mahomes on a bum ankle after an MVP season was great in the Super Bowl. But if you're telling me, well, I saw Mahomes do it in Glendale in 2022, and that's why I think in November of 2025, it's just a matter of him turning it on, I would tell you 3 years have elapsed. I would tell you time has marched on. And I would also tell you, maybe you don't want to take the every season in a vacuum. That's fine. I would tell you last season, they were 15-2. They were also, of their 15 wins, 12-0 in coin flip games. And maybe you don't want to call them coin flips. Maybe you want to call them, you know, 50-50 propositions or 60-40, because that's what winning teams do. That's fine. Every mathematician, every statistical person, every Sam Munson PFF type would tell you that regression is coming from 12-0.
I mean, it's happened.
And it has literally happened. And it has literally happened. So you're right. I've seen them do it, but I haven't seen them do it in a long time. And last year they were doing it, it felt a little smoke and mirrorsy when it was happening. And now it feels smoke and mirrorsy because those same games are going the wrong way.
Yeah, but I guess I would argue, though, that if we're arguing regression, shouldn't regression then happen on the other side? Like, they went undefeated and now they are defeated. It's usually somewhere in the middle. This team does not need to be 11-0 like last year to make the postseason in one score games. We all agree they're going to play more one-score games, right? Like, nobody thinks they're just going out here in these next 7 weeks and just pummeling teams. No, they're going to play. They don't need to be 11-0 when it comes to those games. If this team at the end of the season can be 4-6 in one-score games, they make the postseason. If they can be 4-6, that's all they got to do it. So that's why I think when we're talking about regression to the mean, I think right now we are talking about going from 11 wins like that to zero. I don't think they're going to lose every one of these coin flip games toward the end of the year. I think they're going to win a coin flip game. I think Sunday is a coin flip game. I'd be surprised if they beat the Colts by more than one score. I would just be surprised. Or if the Colts beat the Chiefs by more than one score. I think it's going to be a close game between two very evenly matched kind of teams. So can the Chiefs just execute, avoid the big mistake? So that's, I guess, to get back to the main point of what we were talking about, to me, it's not about the Chiefs just hitting some new level. It is about the Chiefs just playing a more disciplined brand of football, eliminating red zone turnovers. I've seen Patrick Mahomes do it before. We've seen seasons where Mahomes had 12, 13, 14 interceptions in the regular season. And then when it's postseason time, he plays a much more conservative brand of football and protects it. It's about making extra points. That's what we're talking about. Making extra points. I don't think you got to move up some huge letter grade in terms of effort on how you're playing. It's just eliminating those back-breaking mistakes and not letting them compound the way that they have.
That's fair. And I think where me and fans kind of disagree is, to an extent, this feels like the 2023 season. Remember they lost that game on Christmas? They were 9-6 and it was, the team wasn't very good.
Yeah. That just happened way earlier in the season this year is what you're saying.
Exactly. But you'll remember, to my flip a switch point, the Chiefs quite literally just flipped a switch like I've never seen a team do in that postseason. Now, part of the flipping a switch was they just stopped giving the ball to people not named Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, but they got red hot in the postseason. They won two postseason games in a row, won the Super Bowl. So I think some of that benefit of the doubt that fans and media and everyone, even the Chiefs, is I've seen them flip that switch before. We've just never seen them have to do that in November. We've never seen them have to pre-Thanksgiving say, okay, it's time for Mahomes to shift into playoff mode and be super conservative with the football. And looking back at 2023, when you look at the three postseason games, I'm going to push the Dolphins game to the side, the two postseason games on the road, then the Niners game, man, the Chiefs were living, you know, on the margins in those wins. They beat the Bills by a missed field goal. They beat the Ravens by a touchdown, but they had a forced fumble at the goal line. They obviously beat the Niners in the Super Bowl by 3 points because of the overtime snafu for Kyle Shanahan. If you're telling me Mahomes and the Chiefs need to shift into conservative, be smart, like, you know, playoff football mode like they did in 2023 when they got red hot and won the postseason, you're probably right. They can switch into that mode. But even if they do that, I don't know that they can survive on those razor-thin games for 2-3 months the way they did for three games back in 2023. Because that's going to be everyone's analogy is, well, they flipped the switch in 23 and got red hot. I don't know they can do it for 2 months like that, just survive in advance type of energy.
Text line 913-586-7965. Rob, earlier today, I had to apologize. I had the belief that Darren Peterson was choosing to sit out of the unimportant games to then play for the important games. I wholeheartedly believe that Darren Peterson was like, no, I'm good, and just didn't want to play against Green Bay or whomever you guys had on the schedule. But if you made the decision to not play in the game against Duke at Madison Square Garden, you're hurt, and I think you have to acknowledge that. So I was wrong when it came to Darren Peterson. I can stand before you and I can say that. Rob, as you sit there and you watch the Chiefs every single week, are you willing to admit that you potentially were wrong? We have let you sit here every day on this show and tell us that running back doesn't matter. Running back doesn't matter. Running back doesn't matter. You don't need to run the football. You don't need to run the football. When I would argue that right now the Chiefs' number one problem on their team, offense, defense, special teams, the number one problem on their team is they have no threat to run the football at all, and it changes the way that teams defend them. I'll take it one step further in this hypothetical. I think the Chiefs would be better off right now, straight up, if they traded Xavier Worthy for Breece Hall. Just straight up. I know they can't. I know they won't. It's a pure hypothetical. I think the Chiefs would be better if they had a legitimate RB1 than having a legitimate wide receiver number two. I think they have enough wide receivers. They got 4 or 5 wide receivers that I like, 4 or 5 wide receivers that I trust. They have 0 running backs that have any level of explosiveness or game-breaking ability or that can scare you to break a big play. In the same way that I had to admit, Rob, before everybody, that I was wrong about Darren Peterson, are you willing to admit that maybe, quite possibly, your stance on running the football is incorrect and not a great way to build your team? Because the Chiefs are doing it the way that you have been saying do it for 3-4 years. Don't invest anything in running back. Pump more in the wide receiver. Throw, throw, throw. You don't need to run the football. That is not a winning offensive strategy, not for this team, not based on what I'm seeing.
Well, no, I won't be apologizing for that because I'm right. I know I'm right. I should be celebrated in the streets for my correctness because this is not new. This is not a 2025 thing. The Chiefs, post Jamal Charles, don't invest in running back. They just don't. Basically, since Brett Veach became GM and he made that mistake of a draft pick with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, ever since that day, it's like he, you know, turned the TV off or his Zoom camera off on that draft night, went back into his basement and went, whoops-a-doodle, I made a mistake. Because ever since that moment, he has treated running back the way I treat running back. And guess what the Chiefs have done every year that that's happened? They've been in or around the Super Bowl. They have allocated assets to everything except running back. And guess what they keep doing? Winning at a high level. Now, this season, the winning has stopped to an extent. But I don't think the winning has stopped because, oh man, the running back, lack of running back, you know, investment really caught up to them. I think it's everything else. But last year, the team was 15-2. Their running back was a decrepit Kareem Hunt. They were fine. They made the postseason. The year before that, it was Isaiah Pacheco. Even when Isaiah Pacheco was healthy, no one confused him for Barry Sanders in his prime. He was always just fine. They went to the Super Bowl that year. They did it the year before with Pacheco. They went to the AFC title again the year before that with Pacheco. The year before that, if we rewind the clock all the way back, it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who everyone and their grandmother wanted cut. They found water from a rock with Jerick McKinnon. He became a star in Kansas City. Brett Veach, since Clyde Edwards-Helaire, has not invested in running back, and the winning train has been going down the tracks with ease. I don't think after 7 years of success, suddenly it's just, oh man, no run game, and that's why the Chiefs stink. I think there are other factors that are hurting the Chiefs' offense this year beyond just, oh man, running back.
I think the league is changing. I do. I really think the league is changing, and I would say that your way of thinking about the way that offenses are built is flawed in how we are talking today. I think the Chiefs, or any team, I think you have to run the football. I've been saying this for years, so this is not some Johnny-come-lately opinion. The Chiefs continue to ask Patrick Mahomes to do things that no other good team is asking their quarterback to do. We could go through on who you think the top 10 quarterbacks are in the National Football League. Every one of those teams have invested in some kind of way in running the football. And they have an identity when it comes to running the football. They might not have the best run game in the National Football League. Everybody doesn't need Jahmyr Gibbs. But you have to have the ability to have some level of explosiveness. Rob, I gave you the stat yesterday. If you were going by explosive rates, the Chiefs have the worst run game in the 21st century. It is the least explosive, least dynamic run game over the last 25 seasons. So I see, and we've been arguing this now for months now, oh, well, they're getting 4.4 yards per carry. No one is afraid of the Chiefs' run game. Because one of two things, they're not capable of breaking a big run, so you don't ever really need to be that afraid of it. And sure, maybe they ran it on first down and got 5 yards. You're not worried about them running it again. So you don't got to respect the RPO. You don't got to respect the play action. I know Mahomes is going to keep it. I know they're not handing the ball off. So just how you defend this team is different. So someone is saying, clear up what you mean. I'm saying is, with the way that the Chiefs are built, and I know they wouldn't make this trade, the Chiefs would be better off if they had a little less punch when it comes to their wide receiver room and balanced all that punch out when it came to running backs and ability to run the ball. I think Xavier Worthy is a fine player. You can have Xavier Worthy and a good run game. But I'm saying right now, if you could just do a player-for-player swap and you could swap out Xavier Worthy for a more than capable running back, their offense would be better and more well-rounded.
And I think, and I understand what you're saying, I don't think that's a running back talent issue. I think there are other factors at play.
I think it's yes. I think that's the answer. I think their scheme is bad.
I think their scheme is bad.
I don't think they have a running back that could really fit many schemes. I just, their running back, just they don't have any pop at running back.
I think if, to your Breece Hall, well, let's use him as the analogy. I think if they had Breece Hall running back, all the same problems in the run game would exist with a new toy back there. Andy Reid, this was the lead of the show yesterday. I know we're against the break. The lead of the show was they're not adjusting. And what Andy Reid was doing running the ball in 2015 in Kansas City and 2005 in Philadelphia is the same thing he's doing today with the same personnel groupings and the same coordinators and the same, you know, sphere of influence coaches he has. The league has finally caught up. I think if you had Breece Hall, they'd have the same problems. Mitchell Schwartz, who we're hoping to be on the show this week, has screamed from the mountaintops every week on Twitter, stop running from shotgun. That's not a running back talent issue. That's a scheme issue. So for your point about the run game is not dynamic, I don't think it's a problem of who stands next to Patrick Mahomes. I think it's a who's in Patrick Mahomes' head calling the plays. And if that changes or there's a philosophical change there, even a tweak there, I think an Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, Breshad Smith, three-headed monster would be good enough. It would not be historically bad. But until the green dot voice changes, what's going into the play call changes, or a shift in philosophy changes, I don't know that anyone standing behind Mahomes is fixing these problems.
Let's continue this conversation on the other side, because I hear what you're saying about the scheme, but I think there are some undeniable principles about sports that I think you're missing here. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Rob, we're here arguing about running backs. That's our favorite thing to argue about. And it started with, I have to admit that I was wrong about Darren Peterson. I thought Darren Peterson was pulling a no-call, no-show at work. And I thought he was just choosing to sit out the games that didn't matter to play in the games that did matter. But he's sitting out today. And the point was, if I can admit that I was wrong, I want Rob to admit that he has been wrong about the Chiefs' run game. You guys have heard Rob, and Rob makes it seem like running the football and not having identity when it comes to running the ball, he makes it seem like it doesn't matter. And when I look at every team that we think can win the Super Bowl, they have an identity when it comes to running the ball. I'm not saying that you got to be the best team in the league at it, but there has to be a threat. There has to be a measure of physicality. You have to have an identity when it comes to running the ball, and the Chiefs don't have that. And I don't think their offense can be well-rounded and as complete as it needs to be if that's not where they are. So, Rob, before we took a break, you were talking about scheme, and I completely understand that. But this would be the comparison. And to use cross-sport analogies, Darren Peterson, we think he can be the best player in the sport, is because he can take guys off the dribble and create his own shot. Like, I know they draw up plays for him and screens, but in basketball, we all know at some point you got to have the ability to go get your own shot. At some point in baseball, they're going to throw you a really good pitch. And you're going to have to do something with that really good pitch and put it in play and get a hit. And that is what separates the good hitters from the great hitters. As a running back, you got to have the ability sometimes to make something out of nothing. That sometimes you're not going to have the best offensive line. The scheme is not going to be perfect, but you have a way to get through the hole, be shifty, make a guy miss, run over somebody, jump over somebody. You got to have the ability to do something special. And I look at their run game right now, and they just don't really have the ability to do that. So I'm looking at their run game, and I understand why people make the point about yards per carry, yards per attempt. And yes, that absolutely matters. But where I think it's a little bit different from Kansas City is just how they run the football. Let's say that the Chiefs on first down, they run it and they get 4 yards. That's a good carry, right? It's second and six. We all know the Chiefs are not running it on second down. And I would also say you are never afraid of the Chiefs having a big play. You're never worried about one of the times where they give it to Isaiah Pacheco when he gets 35 yards on a carry. Or you're not worried about Kareem Hunt getting you a big 50-yard play where you ever need to be afraid of their run game. And I think as teams have just gotten more and more bullish on what's happening, I think teams have just gathered more and more information and more data on how to defend this team. We just saw the Broncos, who have one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the league, without their best defensive player, who's the reigning defensive player of the year, and without their middle linebacker. And they held the Chiefs to 19 points. Like, they outplayed Kansas City's offense on the two biggest drives of the game when it is top five offense on paper against top five defense on paper. Man, the Broncos got them off the field in six plays. They didn't get a first down. This is not supposed to be an offense that you feel like you can very easily stop. Why is that the case? I think a large portion of it is the Chiefs don't have balance and they just don't have an identity when they want to run the football.
So to our talent versus scheme point, and I love your Bill Self, Darren Peterson, you can drop the best play. Eventually, he's got to go get it analogy. I think that's good because I think sometimes we have these conversations. People come off like, I want to be Texas Tech with Patrick Mahomes and throw 78 times a game. I do agree with you. There needs to be balance. That balance needs to be 60-40. But from my point about scheme and why I don't think it's a talent issue and running back, I think great coaches scheme up plays, scheme up ideas, scheme up, you know, game plans that get the most out of their talent. Because I will cherry pick maybe the greatest basketball player of all time. Michael Jordan was great with Doug Collins. You look at the numbers, you look at what was happening. Michael Jordan was an elite basketball player with Doug Collins. They were coming up short. And then I watched a 10-part documentary where they said what unlocked Michael Jordan to hit a new level, to take a step above, was Phil Jackson introduced the triangle. And now he has put Michael Jordan and the other players in a better position to succeed, and suddenly they were racking up championships. And despite the fact they had the greatest player of all time, they were doing it with help from people that we will never remember the name of other than NBA fans. John Paxson was making game-winning shots because the scheme was putting other players in position. Where my frustration with this Chiefs run game is, I don't think Andy Reid's run game scheme, or maybe it's Matt Nagy's, maybe it's Andy Heck, I don't know who it is, but whoever it is, they're not putting their running backs in a position to succeed, because what we have seen over a 10-game sample size with Kareem Hunt and a little bit of Pacheco post-injury, is injury he got last season, to clarify that, is that they are better running the ball from under center, and Andy Reid just isn't doing it. His scheme is not putting his players in a position to succeed. So unless the Chiefs were to trade for the best shotgun runner in the NFL, who I don't know who that is off the top of my head, because who just knows that, I think the scheme is letting the Chiefs down more than the talent. And for you, before the break, said they would be better off with Breece Hall versus Xavier Worthy. I don't know if Breece Hall is some magic cure-all, because I don't know that Andy Reid's scheme right now is designed to get the most out of that player, because his scheme right now seems designed to, this is what we do, get in line. That's not how coaching should work to me.
Rob, let me ask you this. It's not even like a gotcha. I'm just genuinely curious. What do you think's more likely on Sunday? Jonathan Taylor runs for 200 yards or Kareem Hunt runs for 70 yards?
Taylor for 200.
It's not good. It's not good at all.
I would agree it's not good. We agree on that point. I just think the reason that Hunt can't get to 70 is different than the reason you don't think Hunt can get to 70.
Yeah. I also think, I mean, Jonathan Taylor runs for 200 yards. We need to start doing. We need to have Mel Kiper on the show is what we need to do.
Who needs Mitch Holtis when you can have Matt Miller after that?
And this is what I maybe push back on. Someone on the text line says, in a 30-year sample size, Andy has never wanted to run the ball. I don't agree with that. We can think of a handful of running backs that have played their best football under Andy Reid. I don't think that that has just completely gone out the window. I don't think that Andy now doesn't have the ability to create a Deuce Staley or Brian Westbrook or LeSean McCoy or the year that he had with Jamal Charles or Kareem Hunt. Like, so I don't want to make it seem like these things have never happened. I just think that the league started to change a little bit around Kansas City, at least when it comes to how to build your offense. And I don't think the Chiefs adjusted and kept up with it. It wasn't that long ago. You remember that the top running backs in the National Football League were basically all threatening to hold out because teams didn't value them. That happened during the middle of this run, right? This happened 5-6 years ago. Everybody could have got Saquon Barkley. Everybody could have got Saquon. He was sitting right there for nothing. And I think since then, and maybe it was honestly a direct result of the Chiefs. Hey, we can't out quarterback Kansas City, so let's try to give our quarterback a good run game. Every team that you think is a legitimate Super Bowl contender has the ability to run the football. Not all of them spent big money in free agency, but I saw New England. They spent the second round pick. They got Travion Henderson. So the Chiefs, they have done some great, excellent team building. The fact that they have left a very important part of their offense and they haven't really seemed to touch it in 4 years is kind of the reason we got here when it comes to them being 5-5 and fighting for their lives when it comes to the playoffs. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about the stretch run for Kansas City. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.